Paul an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries. In my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect works, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the little brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner he has the sun rise with a burning heat than it withers. The grass, its flowers fall, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away, and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever and ever.
Reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, and may their blessings be with us all. Amen. And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, to listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, so that the rest of the mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things, known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who who are turning to God, but we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, and from things strangled, and from both. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be comforted in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
The 10th day of the blessed month of Kislev. May God at beginning in goodness renew it, for in peace and tranquility were our sin and iniquity forgiven through the time mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day we celebrate the martyr of Saint Behibus, and also we are celebrating the martyr of Saint Matra. And now I will go with you to review what we learned last time together. We know what is this place name, right? This is the last time. We have only next Thursday, the last one. Okay, what is name place? I can't hear. Where the other? There's okay. All the deacons go outside, please. Quickly. Please sit down. Then we know that this is iconostasis, and we know all the icons, right? Should be. Review quickly, very fast. The first one here.
Jesus.
Oh, I know. I have to. No. You're still sleepy. No. Awake. Okay, first one here.
Jesus Christ.
And on the right of Jesus, right hand of Jesus Christ, who?
Savior.
After Jesus Christ on the other side, should be? After?
Saint Stephen.
And after?
Anthony.
Perfect. And after Saint Mary?
Archangel.
And after Saint Mary?
Archangel Michael.
And after Archangel Michael?
Saint Mark.
After Saint Mark, there is Saint Bishoy. The beloved, yes, and after that, Saint Mina and Saint George. And we know also the Last Supper is here. Someone asked me, what is this? Yes. Exactly, ostrich egg. And why we have to put the ostrich egg here? Why we have to put here in the middle of the altar, when I have to go inside the altar, and I see that too. Why we have this egg of ostrich? I can't hear, sorry. Yes.
God is with
us. God is with us. Yes, it's like, yeah, it's exactly a little bit close. You are too close. The ostrich, when they have, all the ostrich, when we have an egg, they have to look over the egg all the time until the small ostrich go outside the egg. That's why this is exactly, Jesus Christ is looking to us all the time. He's with us. That's why we remember, or this is to remind us, oh, you know what? This is the egg of the ostrich, exactly like Jesus Christ is looking to me all the time. Again, what this is exactly? What the name of this one? Ostrich egg. What is this, Roger? What is this? Ostrich egg. Very good. And to remind us that Jesus Christ is looking to us all the time. Okay? Perfect. I will go. We have the iPad. Where's the iPad? I will go with you quickly look to the screens. When we open the iPad, when this is a Coptic reader, we will find there is five icons. The five icons in the liturgy. Before the liturgies, we have many icons. I will go inside the liturgy. The liturgy, what the meaning of liturgy? Okay, huh, liturgy. Liturgy, it's, sorry? No, the liturgy, it's something like we are praying together, a gathering to pray. Liturgy, we're gathering and we are praying, okay? If we go to the liturgy, we have five icons, St. Basil, St. Gregory, St. Cyril, and there is Matins and Vespers. What is that? Number one, you remember when I entered to the church and I worshiped, there is the holy curtain, it was closed. And what happened? I opened the curtain and I prayed the Matins. This is the first hour, the first prayer I have to pray in the morning. Then the first part in the liturgy, name? The first part of the liturgy? Matin, exactly, Matin. Again, what is the first part name? Matin. First part of the liturgy is? Okay, but actually also, yesterday, we prayed already also another prayer. It named Vespers. Exactly, sorry, yeah? Vespers. Then, at night, like evening, we can say evening, we are praying. When we go, come to the church and again we pray, we open the curtain, I have to pray? The Vespers. Then, evening, I pray? No, I can't hear. Evening, I have to pray? Vespers. Again, evening, I have to pray?
Vespers.
And in the morning, the first part in the liturgy, what I have to pray? Matins. Very good, very good. Then the first part in the liturgy, I have to pray Matins. And at night, yesterday evening, we prayed Vespers. Very good. Today we will know only the parts of the liturgy. To understand, like for example, Baba or Mama said to us, like, okay, let's go to the church, we pray. What I have to pray? Like every day I come to the church and I don't know exactly. Oh, we have a night prayers. What is the night prayers? And we have a morning prayer. What is the morning prayer? We will go to the mat, to the liturgy. What is the liturgy? Okay, that's why we have to understand exactly the parts of the liturgy. Then, in evening, we have Vespers. Again, in evening, we have
Vespers.
And in the morning, the first part in the morning of the liturgy, name Matins. Very good, very good. And we have three kinds of the liturgy we are praying. St. Basil, yes. St. Basil. St. Gregory and St. Cyril. Very good. Yesterday, we prayed in evening. What we prayed yesterday evening?
Vespers.
Vespers. Again, what we pray in the evening?
Vespers.
In the morning?
Matins.
This is the first part of the liturgy. And we have three kinds of liturgies. St. Basil, St. Gregory, and St. Cyril. Sit down here. One from you, sit down here. Roger, come here. Okay, again. Yesterday evening, we prayed?
Vespers.
Again, yesterday evening, we prayed?
Vespers.
What we pray? In the morning we prayed, the first part of the liturgy, Matins. Very good. We have three kind of liturgy. Again, we have three kind of? First one, St. Basil, St. Gregory, and St. Cyril. Very good. I will review the icons also. What the name of this part? No, I can't have to, I have to hear all of you. And don't talk. Yeah. I have to hear all of you. What is the name of this part? Because you know very well. That's why. I have to listen to all of them. Okay. First one is first icon here. I think we have to sleep. No. We have to go now to the bed. We have to sleep, all of us. Again, first icon is... Again, I can't hear. And after Jesus Christ. Wow, the girls are very good. More than the best. The better of than the deacons. Wow. I have to listen to the deacons again. The first icon is
Jesus
Christ. Jesus Christ. The next one is very good. After St. John the Baptist, perfect. After St. Stephen, usually St. Anthony. Who from the saint usually should be with St. Anthony? St. Paul. St. Anthony and St. Paul. That's why always when we have hymns, we have St. Anthony and St. Paul together. Okay? Then on the right hand of Jesus Christ, which icon we have? And after? And Saint Mark, Archangel Michael, and Saint Mark, and after Saint Mark, Saint Bishoy, the beloved. Who is that? Who doing that? Saint Mina, perfect. Saint Mina. Usually, if you wanted to know exactly the icons, Saint Bishoy, for example, he's washing the foot of Jesus Christ. For Saint Mina, usually. Saint Mina. And after Saint Mina, who is that? Saint George. We have also one of the icon, the main icon we have on the iconostasis with this one. With what is this icon?
The Last Supper.
What is this? Ostrich egg. Very good. Now we know a little bit about the church, about the iconostasis, about some icons. And we know also that yesterday we prayed what in the evening? Very good. Vespers. What we prayed yesterday in the evening?
Vespers.
Yeah, Vespers. And what in the morning, early, what we pray in the first part from the liturgy is?
Matins.
What we prayed, Roger, in the morning? Matins. Very good. And we have three kinds of the liturgy. One?
St. Basil.
Number two? Number three? St. Basil, St. Gregory, and St. Cyril. Three kinds of the liturgy we have. Next week, we will know exactly, the parts of the liturgy. When we go to the liturgy, we have to know, where am I now? Don't look like, okay, hey, when we finish liturgy, it's late. We are tired. No, we have to know exactly what we are praying. Right?
Zmojrni pasi. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said, the Sunny on Sabbath, apostle, many prophets, men have desire to see, which to see, and I'm not in them, and to which you hear, and I've not heard them. But as for I, for thee see, and you, for thee hear me, you will be to hear the Holy Gospel to the prayer of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also, our Master, repent and remember this application, pray for your sovereign new law, O Lord, our God, those who are evil and see, pray for them, those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of all the evil of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Teacher St. Mark the Evangelist, may his blessings be with us. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. For I know that the Lord is great and our Lord is above all the gods. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and one on the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with you, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall become servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day arose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and the one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life to age to come. Amen.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.